Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. What would you do if you heard from God? You're a doctor, a dermatologist, highly successful. You've been doing it for a number of years. You have a good practice. You love what you're doing. Your husband, in the meantime, is a career man, but he can't get a job in his career, so he's working for minimum wage. You have children. What would you do if God spoke to you and said, quit your job, walk away from your practice, and be a stay-at-home mom? Wait a second. Now, my husband's not making enough money. I can't do this. Would you say yes to God? It's easy to have what someone else would say. But would you say yes to God? This woman said yes. And God took her to a new school, a school in which he taught her how to pray and get supernatural answers. And she wants to now impart this to you.
Well, Sid Roth here with Dr. Jane Glencher. And Jane, you're provoking me to jealousy again. I'm going to tell you why. As I understand it, Michael is supposed to be the angel for the Jewish people, according to Daniel. And unfortunately, he moves on your prayers. Tell me about that friend that called you and the angel Michael.
Yes. A friend of mine called me one afternoon. She had a desperate situation. She needed an answer within 15 minutes, but she wouldn't tell me any of the specifics. So we prayed. I did not know how to pray for her. So I said, Lord, how do I pray for her? And I heard an inner quiet voice say, ask me to send Michael, meaning the archangel. Well, I dismissed it at first because I thought that wasn't appropriate to pray that way. But I heard that voice again. The Lord said, ask me to send Michael. I knew this friend well enough to say, I'm about to pray something I have never prayed before. It's unusual, but I really feel like God is telling me to say this. So I said, Lord, would you send Michael and his angels to her house to resolve this situation for her? Then I saw a picture in my mind of Michael and a host of angels behind him marching down her street to her house. So we thanked the Lord, we ended the prayer. Hello. About 20 minutes later, she calls me back absolutely amazed because God had resolved her situation within that 15 minutes.
Do you know that what you're telling me now and the other things I know about you would have never happened, never, Jane, unless you said yes to God. You see, God asked her something very, very tough. Tough because she's a dermatologist. She's very successful. I don't know about you personally, but I know in my little town that I spent a number of years in, that was the top profession financially. Mm-hmm. In addition to being successful as a dermatologist, her husband is out of his career. He's only taking a minimum wage job. He can't find a job. And God says to her, I want you to quit being a dermatologist. In addition to that, she has a lawsuit having to do with her dermatology going on.
What did you do with all this chaos? And God says, quit your job.
Yes, when God put that burden on my heart, it made absolutely no sense. Because I had said to my husband before we got married, I will never stay home to raise a family. And we had two children. My mother lived with us and cared for them in our home. We were also planning to build our dream house. As you said, my husband was not employed in his profession. So if I quit, we would have lost 90% of our income and all of our health benefits. And on top of that, with the malpractice suit, I thought, this is crazy. You know, it's the worst possible time for God to ask me to quit.
So, what'd you do?
Well, I wrestled with God for 3 months, got a lot of prayer and wise counsel, and I finally quit. And so God used that malpractice suit to compel me to spend more time with Him and to spend more time reading the Scriptures. And the Scriptures are full of wisdom, but they don't tell you specifically which health insurance to buy, which college your child should attend, or where to find shoes for your child's narrow feet. And I wanted to make the best decisions. I started to realize that my wisdom is so limited as a human being, and God's wisdom is unlimited. So I thought, I need His wisdom, not my wisdom. And He began to show me how to access His wisdom.
Well, actually, she had a medical degree, but she was about ready to get a brand new degree, an AOP. And of course, Jane, you know what an AOP is. No, you don't know. I know you don't, because I just made it up. An AOP is Apprentice of Prayer. She became an apprentice of prayer. What does that mean?
Well, after I quit my job, the next 16 years as a stay-at-home mom was what I call my prayer apprenticeship with God. So God was drawing me closer to Him, and I used what I learned during that time to learn how to access His unlimited wisdom, and it totally changed the way I prayed.
Well, I'll tell you one thing I know that changed the way she prayed. She had to get a stain remover. Tell me about that.
Yes. I found an orange stain in my green carpet, and I was upset about it. Didn't know how to take it out. It had been there for days. So I went to the store, and I said, Lord, would You show me which stain remover would be the best, because they all sounded great. And they were on the bottom shelf of the store, so I knelt down and I put my hand on the first can. I said, God, is this the best stain remover? And nothing happens. I didn't know what I expected, but nothing happened. I did the same thing with the second one and the third one. When I got to the fourth can, I hear an outer, audible voice say to me, that is the best stain remover. And I felt like I was on God's candid camera, because I was shocked. And I thought, is that an angel? It couldn't be God, because it was a female voice. Then I heard it again. That is the best stain remover. So I turned in the direction of the voice, and I saw these two elderly white-haired women walking down the aisle. They never spoke to me directly, but when they walked behind me, the same person said again, that is the best stain remover. So I bought it, and the stain came out easily, and that totally revolutionized my prayer life. That was really the start of my apprenticeship.
And it taught you really power prayer.
Yeah.
What is power prayer?
Well, let me tell you first what it's not. It's not a formula. It's not saying special words to get God's favor, because I don't want to treat God like a genie in a bottle. It's based on a deep, intimate relationship with God. Before I learned these principles, I would just rattle off my laundry list of requests, ask God for wisdom, and then get up and solve all of my problems using my human logic and reasoning. God was never directly in the middle of my decision making. If we don't learn how He speaks, we might miss that He's speaking to us. So He can talk to us through Scripture, which is the most common way, but He can also talk to us by giving us an image in our mind, or an impression, or a dream.
I'll tell you what, hold that thought. Here's what concerns me. Two-thirds of college-age Christians leave the faith. Why? Because they're dealing with head knowledge rather than experiential knowledge. When we come back, I wanted you to teach Jane on how the children can do exactly what you're teaching the adults. Be right back.
right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Jane Glincher's Power Praying Teaching Series, which includes her revelatory book, Seven Secrets to Power Praying, and two powerful audio CD teachings, How to Pray with Power, and Teaching Your Children How to Pray with Power. Plus, this bonus declaration card to help you access God's wisdom and blessings every day. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9271. The heart of her book is learning to partner with God through an intimate relationship with Him and experience miraculous answers to prayer.
In this teaching, you will learn how to recognize God's voice, you will learn how to avoid the hidden schemes of the enemy, and you learn how to pray for the impossible.
Through her anointed two audio CD teaching set, How to Pray with Power, you and even your children will understand the supernatural keys to praying with power. Learn how Jane prays with results, powerful and specific prayers for healing, salvation, finances, and so much more. Jane will personally walk you through each prayer so you can begin praying with power. Also receive this special declaration bookmark prayer card.
If you think you want wisdom in every single thing you do, then I suggest you get the book, these two CDs, and this wonderful declaration card.
Don't miss out on getting Jane Glincher's Power Praying Teaching Series, which includes her revelatory book, Seven Secrets to Power Praying, and two powerful audio CD teachings, How to Pray with Power, and Teaching Your Children How to Pray with Power. Plus this bonus declaration card to help you access God's wisdom and blessings every day. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9271. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9271 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, I'm reminded of Scripture. This is eternal life, that you might have experiential knowledge with Him. That's in the Wiest's translation. Jane, how can we stop what's going on with these young kids when either go to college or they're in that age? They're raised as Christians, but they were much like you. Yeah. They just had the head knowledge. They believe because their parents told them to believe. And the minute they get to college or they get among peers who make fun of them, they drop their faith. How can we make a difference as we raise them?
Well, I did have that same experience because all of my knowledge about the Lord was head knowledge. And I walked away from my faith in college and then recommitted my life to Christ right as I was applying to medical school. And I have such a passion to teach children and young adults to experience God's presence, to experience these personalized answers to prayer. Because once you experience hearing God or see supernatural answers to your prayer, you can't deny that God exists. And you start to see how much He loves you, because He shows you how He cares about the smallest details in your life. And then your faith builds.
My favorite story about your daughter is a birthday party. And she got an unusual gift, a sock. But it wasn't just a sock. It was a sock that had been used with a hole in it. Tell me about that.
Yes, my daughter received a gift. It was a special pair of multicolored socks, and she was so excited. It was from her best friend. But when she opened the gift and she tried them on at home, there was a hole in the sock. So she came to me absolutely upset and very angry because she felt like the friend had played a trick on her, was doing something mean. Well, I said to her, you know, let's ask God what His truth is about this. So we sat and listened. And God was showing me that the child couldn't afford to give her a gift, but wanted to. And so this was the only thing she could do, was to give her a pair of her own socks. But I didn't want to tell my daughter that. I wanted her to hear that from God herself. And God showed her that. And all of a sudden her countenance changed and her anger disappears and she starts to have compassion. She said, Mom, God just showed me that she really wanted to give me a present, but she couldn't afford it. And then she felt sorry that she had gotten mad, and she had compassion for this little girl.
What a life lesson. But what about adults that never had that good a training? They didn't have an apprentice of prayer, mother. How do we hear God?
Well, I teach people that you need to be in a quiet place because you don't want to be thinking about distractions, your cell phone or your to-do list or what you're going to have for supper. You also need to learn how to quiet your mind. Now, many people are talking in their head while they're praying, and what they're usually doing is analyzing the problem and coming up with solutions, not listening to God.
So they're doing a God bypass and they don't even realize it.
That's right, they don't. And I used to do this myself because in high school I was the queen of pros and cons lists. And I have a very linear, logical way of thinking.
I see that, yeah.
Right, so.
You know why I see it?
Why?
So do I.
Which is great for medicine.
Right.
But it doesn't work for prayer. Because again, you're relying on your human logic and reasoning, and that will filter out God's best solution for you. So, I had to learn to get rid of the pros and cons list because Romans 8:6 says that the mind of the flesh is sense and reason without the Holy Spirit. And that convicted me that I was using my sense and reason to solve my problems. I really wasn't listening for God's answer. And so then I began to quiet my mind. I began to relax and focus on hearing and expecting to hear an answer from Him.
Now that's key. Not just hearing, but there's a faith dimension. Did you catch it? Expecting. Expectancy. I am going to hear from God. When we come back, Jane was mentored by the Holy Spirit on power prayer, and I want her to share one of the supernatural secrets. Don't go away.
Right back to It's Supernatural.
My passion is for you to walk in divine health 24/7. That's why I handpicked my favorite healing scriptures from many translations of the Bible, personalized them for you, and made them available in this free ebook. I want you to meditate or pray out loud these scriptures over your life daily and witness the supernatural healing power of God's kingdom come upon you.
Download your free Healing Scriptures ebook now.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So God put Jane in a situation where she became an apprentice of prayer. She literally sat at His feet to learn how to pray. Tell me one of the secrets of power prayer that God showed you.
Yes, one of my favorites is called tapping into God's heart. Because when you ask God what is on His heart first, before presenting your concerns, you're really giving Him free rein to speak about anything in your life or the life of the person you're praying for.
If I'm understanding you right, when you start every morning praying, mm-hmm. is that the prayer you pray? Say it again.
Yes, I start.
Tell me how you pray it.
I simply, after I've thanked God and praised Him, I'll say, God, what is on your heart today?
And then that is so different. It's normally a laundry list.
Yes, and I've heard amazing things by doing that. So, for instance, one time a friend asked me over to her house to pray about a problem. And I said, well, I would like to honor God first and ask Him what's on His heart. When we did that, I was surprised by what God said to me. He said to me very clearly, your mother will not die this year.
And Had she been sick?
No, she was in her 80s, but she was very healthy.
So that was a pizza dream?
No.
No? Okay.
I heard it again twice, very, very clearly. So I wrote it in my journal, not realizing that several months later, this would be extremely important. Because 3 months later, my mother is stepping from her house into her garage at 9 p.m. at night. She falls. She sustains life-threatening injuries. No one hears her cry for help, so she lays on the garage floor for 7 hours before someone, a neighbor, calls the police. So I get a phone call, and immediately I'm reminded, God told me she's not going to die this year, so I can stay calm. So I went to the hospital emergency room, where the emergency room doctor says to me, her injuries are so severe, you would best call in your family members because she may not make it. And he pulled up the x-rays, and I looked at those black and white facts, but they were no match for God's truth. And I said to him, she'll be fine. Then
you're a doctor. Isn't this guy a little upset?
He probably thought I was crazy.
Bashilka, we like that word.
Right.
It's Hebrew for crazy.
Well, not only that, but he says, her injuries are so bad, we have to ship her off to a level one trauma center. So we go to the next hospital.
But you're convinced she's not going to die.
Oh, absolutely. Because God told me she was not going to die.
God is so fabulous. Before she's even sick, before she's even injured, you get the answer. I love it. Yeah. Is that part of power praying?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And because I knew what was on God's heart that day, it made all the difference in making medical decisions for my mom, because she ran into multiple complications as she recovered. And every time she did, I would just declare Psalm 118:17, my mother will not die, she will live to declare the glory of God. And so all my decisions were based on the fact that I knew she would recover.
You shared a little earlier about the way you used to pray and the way you pray now.
Yes.
Give me a real life example of the way you pray now.
Okay, one time I needed a Christmas gift for a friend, and I had no idea what to get her. Now, before, I would have probably not even prayed about it, but if I had, I would have said, God, give me a wisdom, please, about what to buy her for a gift. But then I would have gone from store to store to store, looking for items, buying one or two, bringing them home, and then fretting about whether she would like them or whether I spent too much money or not enough money.
You sound typical. Are you relating to her? I think you are.
But in reality, what I did was, I sat down and I prayed. I said, Lord, I have no idea what to get my friend, but I know you know. So would you show me what would bless her? And instantly I get this impression, buy her a fleece jacket. Well, this was back when fleece first came out, and it only came in sleeveless vests. So I corrected God and I said, I'm sorry, but fleece doesn't come in jackets. It only comes in vests. So what would she like? And I hear again, a fleece jacket. So I thought, well, maybe this is a deception from the enemy. So using Matthew 18:18, I bound the enemy from speaking to me. And I asked a third time, God, what would my friend like? And of course I hear fleece jacket. So I thought, well, how can I confirm that this is God? My next question was, God, if this is you, would you show me where I can find it? And I get a picture in my mind of a store that's in an area of town that I normally don't shop in. So I thought, let's test this out. And I drive there, look at all the racks, and I said, God, where's the fleece jacket? I get to the clearance rack, and there is one periwinkle fleece jacket in exactly my friend's size at a great price. And so the beauty of power praying is one trip to the right store to buy the right item, and it saves time and money. My friend loved the present. It fit her perfectly.
I happen to love that power principle that she pointed out. Rather than my laundry list to God, God, every morning pray, God, what is on your heart? I want to be a God pleaser. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you that you are on his heart. He wants you not to know about him. He wants you to have experiential knowledge of him. If you will tell God you're sorry for your mistakes, believe the blood of Jesus washes them away as if they never happened, ask him for help to turn from doing these wrong things, and then say, Jesus, come inside of me. Become my Lord. Become real to me. I want experiential knowledge with you. You are on his heart.
Jane Glencher wants you to know how to access God's divine wisdom for any situation you are facing, no matter how big or how small. Call now and get Jane Glencher's Power Praying Teaching Series, which includes her revelatory book, Seven Secrets to Power Praying, and two powerful audio CD teachings, How to Pray with Power and Teaching Your Children How to Pray with Power. Plus this bonus declaration card to help you access God's wisdom and blessings every day. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9271. The heart of her book is learning to partner with God through an intimate relationship with Him and experience miraculous answers to prayer.
I am excited about prayer. In Seven Secrets to Power Praying, I teach you how to take the stress and guesswork out of decision making. And you will learn how to tap into God's wisdom so that you're making the best choices in any and every decision you need to make for you or your family. In this teaching, you will learn how to recognize God's voice, you will learn how to avoid the hidden schemes of the enemy, and you learn how to pray for the impossible.
Through her anointed two audio CD teaching set, How to Pray with Power, you and even your children will understand the supernatural keys to praying with power. Learn how Jane prays with results, powerful and specific prayers for healing, salvation, finances, and so much more. Jane will personally walk you through each prayer so you can begin praying with power. Also receive this special declaration bookmark prayer card.
I wrote these declarations because I think it's important. There's power in Scripture, and when you declare Scripture over yourself or over family, you will see mighty answers to your prayers. So the declaration card is actually divided into several sections. Declarations about finances, about wisdom, about health or protection for your family. And you can use this to put in your Bible as a bookmark and take it with you wherever you go.
If you think you want a dialogue with God, if you think you want wisdom in every single thing you do, then I suggest you get the book, these two CDs, and this wonderful declaration card.
Don't miss out on getting Jane Glencher's Power Praying Teaching Series, which includes her revelatory book, Seven Secrets to Power Praying, and two powerful audio CD teachings, How to Pray with Power, and Teaching Your Children How to Pray with Power. Plus this bonus declaration card to help you access God's wisdom and blessings every day. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9271. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9271 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
My guest went to India. God spoke to him and revealed to him ancient secrets that make people 10 times wiser, 10 times healthier, 10 times closer to God. And he wants to teach that to you now. Are you interested?
Yes!
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.